This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to tell us about your show and tell disasters.
Disasters.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. I think like schools kind of, all the schools are like out or getting out. Mm-hmm. So like we might be able to get some teachers to call in. Does anybody in the room have a personal show and tell story?
Oh, I sure do.
You do?
Yeah.
Like that you did something weird at show and tell?
Adjacent to me? Do you want me to tell it?
Well, let's pull up chairs.
Okay. So when I was born, so I have three older siblings.
We're going all the way far back. All right, everybody, just pull your cars over. I hope you don't have anywhere to be. She started it. Full school. And
so I am the youngest of four full siblings, at least. And my brother is like 5.5 years older than me. And so he was in kindergarten when I was born.
Oh.
And requested to bring the baby for show and tell.
So he brought a live human to show and tell?
That's so cute. So my mom brought me to his classroom.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I wish this was the day of like iPhones and stuff. There's no photos of it. Like, but it's so sweet. He was so excited, even though I was his third little sister.
Do you think he really was excited, or was he hoping?
What was the other option?
Because I remember in school that, like, on occasion we would dissect things, and maybe
not
he was,
in kindergarten.
He was hoping it was a dissection day.
I don't think
and he
at
could trim the family tree.
5.5, he was thinking. Let's.
I don't know. I remember. Yeah, my kids did. Like, there was a point where, I don't know if you've all seen this, but like, there's a point where your siblings realize that's your competition. And like, you kind of want to eliminate the competition. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Where they go like, how come I don't get all the cake? And it's like, oh, she gets some. But if she weren't here, would I get all the cake? And it's like, yeah. And
then
they start doing the math.
Experienced that.
I bet you did.
My
you
brother was proud. Yeah. And he brought a little baby to show and tell.
And then what did you do? Tricks? Or they like?
Yeah. That's such a good question. I think I just
what's the point?
Existed because it's like I was so little.
They didn't like change a diaper. They didn't do
for
any.
For sure not. They were in kindergarten. They were probably half wearing diapers themselves.
Okay.
So I could have used the help.
Right. Yeah. Like, let me show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Okay. So, well, it wasn't a disaster. I just thought it was a cute story.
That is really cute.
Thank you. Aaron gets it.
Oh, bonding.
this
Being all
nice.
Started is because a school in England had to be evacuated because a kid brought in a grenade to show and tell.
A live one?
It was from World War II, and I think he thought, I think it was like, oh, this is super old, so this won't go off.
An artifact. Yeah.
And I think they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, there's no, if it's gonna there's no or not, telling. You know?
Mm-hmm. Is the parent not involved in the, like, they're just saying, know. Go ahead and
much
pick
like
your...
Erica's diaper, this thing could blow at any second.
Wait, I was a baby. Not now.
I will say a lot of times, like when we've done show and tell stories in the past, a lot of times the kid just grabs something. Well, yeah. My dad really likes this, so I'm going to bring it to school.
Or like, I almost forgot. I got it just.
Because there's been kids who like bring their dad's crack pipe. And you're like, my dad just really likes this. It's really pretty, right? And it's like, and then the teacher is like forced to.
Do any of you actually remember doing a show and tell?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was from a time where I literally did. This sounds insane, but one time I brought a gun. My dad That's hunted and wild. I brought a gun. And it was That's like, this is my dad's favorite thing. And it was like his 30 outs. Obviously not loaded.
Like your dad gave you permission to bring the gun.
Yeah, and the school was like, bring it on. Like it's so crazy. It was just such a different time.
Yeah, that's, or if you're just around, if there's hunters around, that's well, super.
In Longmont, Colorado,
yeah,
you just hunt. Everybody just went out and shot stuff.
Oh, back in the day.
Even now they do. It's like there's duck blinds, goose blinds, like all over the place. And you just hunt. I'm sure they don't allow it, but like in the high school parking lot when I was going to school, kids had gun racks in their car.
Because wouldn't they go like
yeah, you leave school, you don't kill after, something.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them would have it. Yeah, they'd have a deer in the truck in the bed of their truck all day.
Yes.
What?
Gross. For real. Yeah,
like, just like, bring it in. Show and tell.
I dissected some guy's little sister one time.
Stop.
I was in kindergarten, but we... All right, we didn't do that, but we want to hear your weirdest show and tell story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I just remember it was like two or three in a row where I brought the same thing because I was so damn proud. And it was just like my Irish dancing trophies.
Oh,
no one cared.
You wore the fake little ponytails and all that.
Oh, the wigs. Yeah, the massive wigs.
So you just brought in your trophies, you little braggadocious piece of
hell. And then, of course, the kids were going to ask me to dance.
Oh.
So then I got to demonstrate. Yeah.
Not once, not twice, it was but like, maybe three.
Yeah,
you just kept doing it?
Yeah.
The kids are like, we get it, Erin.
Oh, there's Erin with her clogs again. Can't wait. Hack.
I don't know. My kid just he'll just grab something. He'll grab like a Transformers toy. He's just like, I'm bringing this to school. And I'm like, is there a show and tell today? He's just like, huh? And I'm like, what? No, are you allowed to bring that? And he's just like, Dad, just
get in the car.
Sometimes you can bring. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like allowed to bring it. I would like, we get stories sometimes about people bringing like taxidermied stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just at their house. And they're like, oh, like.
Yes.
Oh.
This is what we want.
The possum. Right. Why don't I bring that?
Yes. And then your dead dog.
Yeah. No.
And the poor teacher has to deal with that, but not like make the kid feel bad, right?
I think that's
hard.
What we want. I think like if a kid brought something weird like in, great. If you have a memory of that, but I think a lot of these are going to be teachers going like, yeah, kids bring in
a jar of eyeballs.
Legit.
Yeah.
And why would those be at home?
Because like if your dad's
there
a farmer,
collect.
Like, and they're like, so, like, I swear to God, this is, I'm bringing up dissecting again, but like my teacher was like, we were dissecting stuff. And I was like, I really wish like back in the day we could get cow eyes. Cause you can really like cut it open and see the cornea and the blue on the whatever. And one of the kids was like, I can bring him in tomorrow. And he like rolled into school with a huge, like, like the little burp it.
Why
and
were
seal
they
it
in his home?
Because his dad was like a dairy farmer and they just have all the cow eyes.
And they're just not getting rid. They should just donate them to science.
Maybe they did that day. we dissected cow eyes from.
It's a stocking stuffer, at least.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Give them away.
We saved some little baby's life that day because we dissected the cow eyes instead of a baby sister. I'm just going to keep trying to make that joke land.
It's not working. No. T-Hex laughing.
All right. Weirdest thing you've had at a show and tell. We call them show and tell stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about basically show and tell disaster situations and
or
dissecting
just funny things.
Babies.
Like, no.
You're right. We're not talking about that anymore.
Can my kid bring you for show and tell too?
Sure.
On dissection day.
No.
No.
It doesn't exist in kindergarten.
Oh, okay. Well, it's okay. Carrie?
Yay.
Yay.
Dissection day. I'm sorry. All show right. and tell. Show
no,
and
wait,
tell stories.
What the heck?
Sorry.
So I was the weird kid and brought the weird thing.
Oh.
And speaking of dissection, I was 7 years old and I got my tonsils out and I asked the doctor if I could keep them. Mm. And
did they say yes?
They did. And they gave them back to me in a jar of formaldehyde.
Oh, God.
And
you took them like to school? Oh.
I took them to school thinking it was the coolest thing ever. And I showed them to my class and everybody was disgusted. And I thought they were fascinating, and I was heartbroken.
Can I just ask, or the thing that hangs down on the back
that's
of your throat?
That's your uvula.
Yeah, that's not your tonsils,
no.
right? Where are the tonsils?
On the side.
They're on the side of that.
And there's two separate ones?
Well, yours aren't, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yours are not. Yours are. Bring them down to the station, would you?
Do you still have the jar?
Funnily enough, in one of my moves as a kid, we left them at one of our houses. So somebody found a jar of tonsils in the house when they moved in.
Horrified.
Tiak has been pitching hard lately, the weird thing you found in your house, and I think this might be the way to get into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, tonsils?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We just found somebody's. What do they look like? Do they look like little marbles or something?
You got to call the realtor.
No, they look like little pieces of like chicken nuggets that were raw.
Ah! Okay.
Yeah, we got to see them in person.
You know, yeah. All right. If anybody's got their tonsils, swing by the station.
I'm Googling tonsils in a jar.
That's right. Literally what I just
looked
at.
Oh, my God. All right. These guys have cycled up.
Ew! These are so gross.
Tina?
Yay.
Yay.
What you got in a jar? I'm sorry, no. Show and tell stories.
Okay, so about second grade, a kid brings in a hamster who had just had little babies. And unfortunately, as we're all, he's showing and we're looking, the mama starts eating the babies, and it was super traumatic.
They do that sometimes. Yeah. If they think the babies aren't going to make it or something, right? Is that what they do?
They're just like, yeah.
Hamsters are wild.
Are you not entertained? Gladiator.
Oh, my God. Hack.
What?
Oh, my God.
Circle of life.
So, yeah, but how old were you? You weren't ready for the circle of life, right?
Right. Second grade or so. Yeah, they had to bring counselors in.
So then there's a whole conversation that has to be had. Okay.
Right. People are, I lost a dog. This, and it brought up emotions for everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. All right. Thank you for sharing, Tina.
So we don't get to take them home?
You're so gross.
Melissa.
Yay.
Show and tell stories. What do you got?
So I'm a kindergarten teacher. I have got pretty much anything you can think of, but the most disgusting, kind of cool thing I got, not a baby, but a baby belly button.
What?
Like the umbilical
cord? Oh, they brought in the
the thing that falls off?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just a little piece of the cord. It's a piece of the cord.
Yep.
Was it their own or was it their sibling?
It was their baby sister.
Yeah, because it dries. It eventually goes away. We kept it for a long time and it eventually just kind of decomposes into nothing.
Into dust.
It's a tiny, it looks like you can't put it anywhere near where you store jerky because you might just.
you might just grab it and have a bite.
But I'm the gross one.
Okay, but Melissa, I think you told Tiak a couple of other things and I'm real curious about what they were.
Oh, everything from mommy's panties and play toys to daddy's bags of special food. Yeah.
Tell us more about mommy's play toys.
Yes. Mama's play toys came to school.
Are you not entertained?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time for all the hard-hitting news of the day.
Wait, which one are we doing?
News.
That one.
News.
No.
Oh, it's so much better.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No. Our only real hope
they
is
hit
to decide
the
if this is news or no.
Here's my thought, Tiak.
Mm.
Maybe we come in on the last one.
Ooh, yeah. All together.
All of us come together on the last one.
Did you call it Phil Collins?
I said full chorus.
Oh, I was like,
also,
what?
I can feel it coming in.
Tom Zan soundtrack.
Hey, speaking of that, I want to shoot this video at my house. I don't know if it'll work, but I just saw like some guy opened all the cabinets in his house.
Dun 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 dun.
And he,
dun
yeah,
dun,
and he was like listening to the song. He hit it right on time.
Yeah.
You think I could pull it off?
Yeah. You have enough cabinets in your kitchen.
That song drives me
nuts. In your giant home.
Why? Yeah,
it's a castle.
Because he just like we get it. You feel it coming. Like write another lyric. Yeah. You just say that for 8 minutes.
That's one of your tonight songs.
It does have tonight in it.
I know, but it's like it's just over and over. Like, we get it. And the drum solo is like 12 minutes into the thing. It's like the best part. Yeah.
Was that in the Tarzan soundtrack?
No.
No.
But he did Tarzan. Yes.
He just did all the songs.
I want to know. Can you show me?
Hey,
sorry, we're doing news or no.
Remember,
you know, sometimes we have meetings with our boss and he's like, somebody should focus. Which one is supposed to focus right now?
Who was assigned?
I started the music, so whoever's going's going.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you for welcoming us.
More Phil Collins news. No. Actually, there's an interesting, it's going to be either a movie or a limited series, but it's based on an article that was written about a year ago. The article is called, "One of the Most Unusual Heists in America Seems to Be Unfolding at Taco Bell."
What?
So you know when you go into any fast food restaurant, they have just like generic pictures on the walls of like Subway has like bread or like, you know, they have just kind of generic.
I don't know
food.
The last time I was inside of a fast food restaurant.
Me either. What?
And for T-Hack, he measures it in nanoseconds.
Right.
Yeah. What's the last meal I was there?
It's so weird. I honestly, no.
But anytime you're at a restaurant, you know what I'm talking about? Just a generic like art on the wall. That's just, oh, this is just like, no one's going to be upset about this. Or whatever. But those started going missing because kids were like stealing them off
stealing
the wall.
The Subway art?
Specifically from Taco Bell. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they were showing up on the black market and reselling for like thousands of dollars. Because,
what are you talking about?
Because
that's hilarious.
You can't get this. You only can get it if you, and I'm not condoning it at all, but you can only get it if you steal it because there's no like, you can't just go to TJ Maxx and find the Subway art or the Taco Bell art. You have to steal it.
Like a picture of a chip.
Yeah, or like people enjoying Taco Bell.
But
like
so
maybe
you're
a
saying there's
eating
a market, there's some rich dude who's like, damn, I really want a picture of a chip.
There's an underground market for this, yeah, like on the black market. And it's gotten so big that now they're turning this whole story into either a movie or a limited series. And I'm fascinated by it, and no one else is, I guess.
I'm not interested.
I really want a McDonald's art in my house.
Okay.
Like just with maybe the little M in the corner and then just people eating fries. That would be awesome. Like people would be like, "Where'd you get that?" And be like,
"Can I make a new rule for news or nope, real quick?"
Okay.
I want to give each of us the power of the nope.
Oh.
I think you get one nope a week.
A week. Okay.
Well, because Aaron, I'm looking specifically at you.
What?
I think you'll shut everybody down more than anybody else. You're just like, no. Not interested. Nope. Like, so you only get one a week. It's like having one veto. It's like a presidential veto. So everybody
gets one.
Everybody gets one. Okay. So at any given point. We can slap a nope.
Okay,
down.
Starting on the next story.
Well, you already got yours out. But yes, yes. So you could absolutely.
That's it. There's a movie, Taco Bell movie.
No, I got it. I'm awesome. Kind of fascinated
by it. Phil Collins spent some quality time with his youngest
you
son.
You did not actually go look up a Phil Collins story.
His son did post a picture, but no, that's not my real news. My real news, I've kind of got two. I'm so sorry, but this one just came out. George Wendt? From Cheers.
He didn't die.
He did pass.
Oh, Norm has passed.
Yeah, good old Norm.
Oh,
RIP.
Okay, we'll give you a second one. We do need the breaking news when something like that happens.
Okay. Also, kind of breaking, 3 days ago, they moved the Annabelle doll, which is one of the most haunted dolls, from Connecticut to New Orleans. And then
there's just one of them.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a Raggedy Ann. It's got that yarn red hair.
Why did they move her?
Great question, because they said not to. And the thing is, they moved her to Louisiana, and now the largest sugar cane plantation in Louisiana burned down, and 11 inmates escaped from a prison.
Okay.
She
I don't know.
Get rid of the doll. Destroy it.
I don't think it works
you
like that. I don't think
just bury it.
Nope.
I think and only Phil Collins can bury it.
Yep.
He's the only person who can save
us. He can bury the best part of a song, that's for sure. 8 minutes into this damn thing.
Good evening. Please tell me I know Phil that Collins. He's not necessary. It's not Phil Collins.
Okay.
Okay, but it is a musician.
Okay.
we don't all love him, and this is more reason not to love him. Okay. And also, I'm a little worried. Okay. But Justin Bieber is apologizing to his wife Haley right now because she is on the latest cover of Vogue.
Okay.
She looks beautiful. She's opening up about like motherhood and how she had a really hard delivery, actually.
Okay.
And Justin felt it was appropriate to post the cover and say, yo, this reminds me when Haley and I got into a huge fight. I told Hales that she would never be on the cover of Vogue. Yikes. I know. So mean.
What?
Yeah. He's like, as we mature, we realize we're not helping anything by getting even. Like, why would you what do are you this doing? On a big day for your wife?
You can't stop ruining everything.
And by the way, I think he has now changed the caption to that post.
Wow.
So he's like, she probably went, can we not?
It reminds me, you know, when people post like their anniversary and it's like, I love you. It hasn't always been easy. And you're like, yeah, that shouldn't be the second sentence of your thing. Like, yeah. Justin, come on.
All positive.
Yeah.
On the anniversary.
It does look like he's changed the caption. Yeah.
Mm.
I just want to let everybody know.
It hasn't always been easy.
All nopes are on the table for tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm.
And every story will have a Phil Collins adjacency.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hey, wait, guys. Wait for this on the video.
Hey, we're on the air. Can you guys maybe talk about this later?
Well, it was actually quite important.
I want to say, Erica,
priorities. Yeah.
You are blowing my mind a little bit right now because
extremely out of character.
You're the most uptight human I've ever met.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't think we know each other well, but I'm gonna
especially
tell you,
not well enough for you to insult her like
no,
that.
No, that's not an insult. Uptight's not a bad thing.
I don't want to be uptight.
Who worries more than you in your circle of friends? Is there a human who worries more than you?
My sister. No.
So then it's hereditary, but like you're the most insane worrior I've ever met.
Yeah, I worry
a lot.
You're
far too young. You worry like my 87-year-old mother.
Yeah, there's like definitely like reasons behind it that would probably make you sad.
I'm already sad.
No, I just,
I'm nervous.
So my mom had cancer when I was really young, and I think that's why I'm such a worrier. She's great now.
But you don't worry about cancer. You worry about everything.
I worry about everything. I worry about cancer too.
But you, at that age, it's just you. Yeah.
You develop
a
predisposition to worrying.
Yeah.
Like, where she parked her car? What's she like? What's the?
Oh, I thought my car was stolen yesterday.
You see what I'm saying?
In the work parking lot.
Oh my god!
Well, actually, people do come in and break into cars here during the summer.
It's good to know.
I'm letting
her
know.
During the summer.
Yeah.
Not winter.
No.
Too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. They saw out parts of your car and stuff. They get under your car and take your catalytic
that
converter.
That also has happened.
Okay, so I the guess engineer. I have a reason to worry.
No, but all the worry in the world doesn't change whether or not they're. They're going to either do it or they're not.
Right. My therapist and I are working on this.
Oh, my Lord.
Work. She listens to the show.
Harder.
Hi, therapist. Okay.
Hi, therapist.
You want to say?
She's very sick today. We had to reschedule.
Aww.
You want to shout her out by name or is
no,
that weird?
No, that's too weird.
I'll shout mine out.
You don't have one.
She's like, let's make you a little more of a finished product before you start shouting me out.
Okay, we're going to talk about the wedding ring thing, but Aaron just accused me of not having a therapist. You guys can't see any difference in me, can you?
No.
Damn it. It's working.
You seem well rounded.
I'm trying to do subtle changes. I don't want to zag too hard.
Okay.
Because I've said this on the air before, and this is a real thing that's happened. I've been in meetings with management, and they're like, "You're not allowed to get too much therapy." They're like,
"I'm so glad no one's ever told me that because it was dark."
They're like, "Your amount of broken is exactly what we hired."
I feel like you should file.
I know.
Some
I think
sort
it's
of
one of the weirdest things.
Complaint.
Thanks, boss.
Okay.
Long story longer. There's a story where a woman is mad at her mother-in-law because she was doing something. She was gardening or something. So she took her wedding ring off.
Okay.
Set it down, and while she was doing, she was getting her hands dirty, and then came back, and her mother-in-law was wearing the ring. She tried the ring on.
Remember Slacker and T-Hack when we were on the phone the other day and I said boy moms can be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's why it's weird that the mother-in-law put on the ring. She was imagining being married to her own son.
That's not, nope. Do you honestly believe that's why she put the ring on?
I don't know.
So just,
I also don't believe that all boy moms are weird, but.
Off air and spilled over into on air. Aaron was asking if she could try your ring on, and you said yes.
Yeah.
Do you think she's picturing marrying Dane?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So
and
you
also,
can put
I'm
the ring on.
Try my ring
on. Whoa! No!
Oh, that's a sizer.
Yeah, I have a little sizer because it's a little bit big, but when
you
my
just
fingers
handed
slow
it over?
So we are in a controlled environment in this moment where
gotta
she
go
can't, but she couldn't drop it through a deck or into a pool
or
something.
A drain or something.
Yeah, we're
not
near a drain.
Do you understand that all the wires in this room go to a room that's no longer ours?
Okay, well, she would have to try really hard
she
to get it
down. She would not have to try
down
that hard. She could see this little video
that's
tour
beautiful
right here.
Aaron has tiny hands, though.
But it's the same size.
Oh, okay. It's because of the
so
size.
She's got fat, tiny fingers.
No, that's not what it says.
That's
so
pretty.
This can't
Thank
be normal,
so
though, right? For I, our,
oh, yeah.
Would Ahab let anybody try?
No.
She's got juju on the ring.
Here's the answer. Ahak wouldn't take her ring off.
Ever. Okay.
Ever.
And T-Hack's looking at me like.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yours comes off?
I take my ring off when I shower, when I do dishes. I don't want it going down the drain.
Yeah, I take mine off too.
It wouldn't go down the drain if you wouldn't take it off.
It can get slippery and
doing
up
dishes. Sometimes my fingers shrink up and I'm like,
and
whoa,
again,
that thing's big.
Especially it's not the right size.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Drinkage is real.
Yeah, when things get cold, I get it. The cold water, it's a real.
Hands and something else.
So you're not weird about it. You would let? No. Would you let anybody?
Not anybody. No.
I
trust Aaron. She's not going to run away with it. She's not going to do something weird. But I was on a bachelorette party the week after we got engaged, and my fiance was like, please don't, not when you're out at wineries and stuff. Take
so
it off.
he pre-kiboshed it. He was like, you
I
can't.
Probably brought it up, but yeah, okay. He gets it.
Okay.
We have rules.
What? Can Slacker try it on?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like he would try to pull a fast one and do something weird with it.
Oh, not that he wouldn't put any bad,
It's not.
You got that marriage to do.
The Slacker Show. Wacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's like barbecue in season. Oh, God. I hate what I just did.
Put some shrimp on the barbie.
Mm. Oh, because
it's grilling. Yeah. It's grilling season. Like, we got, this is, we're heading into the 3-day weekends and then the holiday. Where does the fourth land? It doesn't matter. It's like just.
The fourth is on a Friday.
Let's go!
Yep. Fourth day of July.
So, like.
That is how it works. Actually.
Is when it lands this year.
So you're going to be that guy? Here's the deal.
Only choice I have.
I saw a story saying, if you're out grilling and chilling, throw some Twinkies on the barbie.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We're getting a Barbie. Like, any day now.
You're going to buy a Barbie and you're going to put Twinkies on it.
Well, not the first thing. But yeah, now that you say that, think about how the sugar on the outside, like on the cake part, the sugar is going to get a little.
You're ruining your grill.
What?
Am I?
No, you're not.
Because then it's going to have the sugary stuff on there. It's
you're
so
ruining it when you put hot dogs in there because then it has hot dog juice
no,
on
it's
it.
It's totally different.
You clean it.
Hot dog in a Twinkie?
In a Twinkie?
In a Twinkie.
Oh, like use it as the
like
bun?
A little slice?
I want to hate it.
A little
but
slit?
I would try it.
I bet it would be
you're
so
gonna,
yeah. good.
So you're going to router out a Twinkie?
I would, yeah. I would
what
do
are you
going
to use to router it out?
Tongue?
I realize I'm setting it up.
So much worse than the other option.
No,
like,
no.
Somehow him saying tongue was
a
worse.
Relief for you or not a relief?
Was worse than the other option.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
That's why that's it's worse. also, you can't really router it out too much. That was hard for me to say
yeah.
because there's filling and you want the filling.
Yeah,
you do
need
you
a little,
want the
yeah.
filling?
I think
of
you do.
Of course.
The filling's going to disappear if you put a Twinkie on a Barbie. Don't you think it's going to go like, it's going to liquefy. Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Because when you used to deep fry them, you had to put like tempura on it to hold.
Thinking better.
Like, if it.
I don't think it was tempura.
It was tempura.
I don't
it was too.
Think it's crunchy like that. I think it's just
yes, it
pancake
was.
Batter.
It was crunchy.
You're like, I'm picturing the, there's like a hot dog trend where people are like.
You mean a corn dog?
That sorry, that's what I meant. Yes, sorry. Where like they're battering it and like rolling it and like extra crunchy stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what they did with the Twinkie. It was
did,
just like
you,
funnel cake batter
but either
or
way,
pancake
that's
batter.
That's what it is, funnel cake
okay,
batter.
But it seals it so if you did liquefy the inside, it couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But if you just shove a wiener through it.
No, you're cutting, my version of this is you're cutting the Twinkie in half.
That's what
you're
I was
putting
thinking.
A hot dog in the middle of it and then you're taking a bite.
So you never fry the Twinkie in your scenario?
You barbecue it.
But you don't put your
you
buns
grill
the on
the hot dog first.
You do them separate
yeah.
is
yeah.
what you
yeah.
say. I see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So you are grilling the Twinkie as well.
Yeah.
And then cutting it in half, sticking that grilled dog in there and
can I just say thanks to Five Guys, I'm a strong proponent of cutting your weenie in half too. You have to cut
you really
more
want to
surface
cut your weenie
area.
In half?
Yeah, cut your weenie in half when you're grilling it. Because then it's like, it's got more surface of like touch the grill.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very
just,
good.
Oh, because Five Guys cuts them in half and then opens up the hot dog bun all the way and makes it like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And then you like, put them yeah. back together.
Uh-huh. They'll use their tongue too.
Yeah, I think they hollow it out with whatever they got. That's in
to be clear, I don't know that the hot dog Twinkie is good. I just came up with that.
Right,
so if
right,
anyone
okay.
tries it and it's terrible, that's on you.
Literally, don't call him.
This is literally what we're trying to do now that we're all saying literally too much. We want good ideas for like grilling or good ideas for food combinations. Cause like, I think sometimes people go out in the world and they go, have you tried blank on a blank? And you go, that sounds awful. And then you try it and you're like, oh my God. I think the one that everybody still is trying to convince us that it's cool is grapes and chicken salad. And those people can die in a fire.
I like
oh,
it.
Yeah. I'm
oh
cool
my God.
That.
It's so bad.
No.
Grapes in a chicken salad.
Yeah.
It adds that little that you need.
I don't need the I like chicken salad.
So you just like want a chicken salad.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if I want crunch.
I'm a chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
If I want crunch, I'll put celery in it, but you don't want a grape.
No, but a grape is sweet.
I don't want sweet. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. I don't want what the grape offers.
Okay.
The grape shouldn't be there.
But this grape? Paper in front of me, there's an idea. Dip a grilled cheese into grape jelly.
Yeah.
It's like a charcuterie board in a sandwich.
Do it again. A grilled cheese
sandwich dipped into grape jelly.
No.
Because if you think about
good.
On a charcuterie board, you have crackers, you have cheese, and then you have like the fig jam.
I don't.
Ooh!
Your charcuterie boards are stupid. I have honey on mine. different kinds of
you
honey.
Know what?
Whipped honey.
You could do
you're
that too.
Stupid.
You know what?
Wow.
Yeah. Both of you spell charcuterie.
C-H-A-R.
C-H-A-K-A.
K-A. C-U-E.
All right. It's settled.
I messed up.
Did you guys see the moment when Erica was just done with me? Yeah. She just drew a line in the sand and was like, you're stupid!
She's been hanging on to that for a while, I think.
All right, here's what we want. Whether it's grilling or just a great food combination, we're all going to be like culinary disasters here very soon. We want to try new stuff. So what is a food combination or a food preparation that we have to try? 303-222-5423. I can't make eye contact with her. Or you can call that number or you can text that number.
I have one that I want to tell you about, but Erica, actually, that just reminded me when you said the grilled cheese in the jelly.
Yeah, the grape jelly.
Is if you do jelly on toast, mm-hmm. add a little salt.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it with the salt.
You have said that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have tried it, and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. If you get like the big flecks of salt. Oh,
the finishing salt. Yeah, the shaving.
So good.
But so that's that one. The other one I have is a pudding cup and then a pack of Smarties, and you just put the Smarties in the pudding cup.
Like chocolate pudding?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Smarties?
What the mm-hmm. hell are
what
you
are
talking
smart?
Like the weird little, the you used to grind
them
up and
I love Smarties.
Them.
I can't imagine them in chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll never go back. Yeah.
All right.
If are they like big sprinkles, kind of?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
A little sweeter, though?
Yeah. One per pack, you're feeling frisky, you can do two Smarties in a pack. But that's like a lot
two
of crumbs.
Two full rolls of Smarties in one pack of pudding?
I mean, the way you looked at me, that seems ridiculous, I guess.
Yeah, no, that was a lot.
Okay. It's good.
We've actually had one of the ones that's been suggested. The restaurant or the bar right here, The Griff.
Yeah.
They make deep fried cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And they serve it with the most decadent caramel sauce.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would I want that? And then once you put one in your head, you're
it's
like.
So good.
Question. Is a deep fried cheese curd kind of similar to a mozzarella stick?
Except the cheese curds go like. When they hit your teeth. They make a weird little. Anybody from the Midwest will back
they
me
do,
up. They make a weird sound on your teeth. They go like.
Okay, but you know, okay.
Yeah, no, just like a mini version of it.
No, but a mozzarella stick would never make your teeth sound weird.
Okay, minus that part. Caramel?
It's really good.
Oh my God. Okay. Erica, I swear to God.
It's kind of like the honey and cheese on a charcuterie.
Okay.
It's that vibe. Okay.
Yeah, honey and cheese, not jelly, right?
Well, or big jam.
I want all of them, so.
She didn't high five you back.
Okay. The other one I just want to say real quick, somebody suggested popping open an Oreo and putting a potato chip on it.
Yeah.
Mm. We in this room seem to have a real vibe towards salty and sweet at the same time.
Yes.
Whereas if somebody, like the Boy Scouts, I want to hurt them. They do that thing where it's a caramel popcorn with the cheese popcorn together. Don't do that. Don't mix the cheese and the caramel.
Those stay separate.
It's completely, even though I just said cheese curds and caramel. No, it's not good.
Okay. You literally just
said
cheese.
I know, but you don't do it with popcorn.
My notes are getting confusing. What are you saying?
All right. Weird food combos convince us to try them. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so everybody in the room except me wants to put a weenie and a Twinkie and grill it.
All of these suggestions, yeah. I would try right now.
Yeah, like I'm kind of hungry now.
Same.
Do you remember a long time ago when we did this and somebody said to put mustard on watermelon and we were like, that sounds disgusting?
And then we did it?
It's really good.
I didn't try that one.
You got to try it. Do you like mustard?
I do.
Do you like watermelon?
Yeah.
Trust me. Just
like
let it
a
happen.
Dijon or like a yellow?
No, just yellow.
Dirty.
Okay, yeah.
Dirty mustard. Cheap.
Jamie.
Yay!
What's the weird food combo we're doing?
Not really that weird. You just take a whole pineapple, core it, quarter it, make your wedges, put them on a skewer, cinnamon sugar, grill it.
Yeah.
Cinnamon and sugar and grilled. Oh my God.
So good.
Because it's kind of like
so you do it to
pineapple upside down cake?
A little bit.
You can do sweet or savory with this. You can do that till it chars, caramelizes. You've got a great dessert. Otherwise, you can grill also some onion, jalapenos, and make a pineapple relish, a spicy pineapple relish.
Ooh.
Say less, brother. Can we come over to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, I cook too much, man. More than you, Slacker.
That's a tall order. Do you ever put tahini on pineapple?
Yeah, overrated.
Oh, incorrect, sir. We were going to be besties until that moment.
Guy knows a lot about pineapple.
I have things to teach.
Hey, trust me. Back when I was out there, pineapples.
Stop. Also, back when you were out there, you're still single.
But I've resigned myself to be it. Austin?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your weird food combo?
I love, and I have to have chili and cinnamon rolls together.
I've heard of that.
Oh, like red chili, like hamburger chili. Yeah.
Yep. With cinnamon rolls.
Oh my gosh, you just ruined my life.
I've heard of people doing that, but I've never done it.
It's like cornbread, but better.
It's kind of a heavy breakfast.
Yeah, I always have the chili with the cinnamon rolls. I make Mexican cornbread as well, but like the chili cinnamon rolls is just like...
You guys, I'm hungry, for real.
Yeah.
Do you dip the cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
Get some of that icing in there.
It's so good. I can't even explain it. It's so good. If you haven't had it, you've got
to have it. Where can you get both at the same time, though? Because like Wendy's has chilies, but they don't have...
Well, great.
When
go
I
to
make
Wendy's.
It at my house. Do you guys want to come over for dinner?
Yeah.
Say I'm less. So we're putting you on hold. Thank you, Austin. I think she would have us over.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And I trust her not to kill me. I do.
Okay.
We'll see.
Lenny?
Yay.
What's your weird food combo that we gotta try?
Meatloaf with cream cheese, jalapenos, and bacon.
Nope.
Can I confess? Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've had meatloaf like in the last 30 years.
But you've had it. You know
maybe
what it
when
is.
I was two.
Give or take.
I don't know. So I don't, like, do you mean like jalapeno and bacon and cream cheese on top or inside?
Yeah, in it. You're right. That's a good question.
Inside it.
Like you swirl.
So then you don't know the cream cheese is there anymore.
No, it kind of like dissolves in. Like if you think of like a jalapeno popper with meatloaf.
I'm going to tell you, I'm so cream cheese averse that I would know it was there.
I need you you don't like a cream cheese frosting?
No way. If you set cupcakes down and don't tell me which ones are buttercream and which I can tell from about 3 feet away.
And if, what was it, Austin with the chili and the cinnamon rolls, if those cinnamon rolls had cream cheese frosting?
I would absolutely not have it.
Wow.
She has to use buttercream icing on it. Cream cheese icing on a cinnamon roll? Sorry, Cinnabon. You suck.
No, it's so good.
It's so bad. Good. It taints it. It smells sour.
Yeah, and it's got the weird at the end.
The wang.
Yep, at the end.
I don't want a wang.
So you don't need a bagel and cream cheese ever?
God, no.
I'm so bringing one in.
Oh, my God. I will run out of the room, you nasty, nasty human. Kate?
Yay.
Weird food combo or hatred between Slacker and Erica is what it's turning into. What's yours?
Yeah, so growing up, my grandma would always make a stick and noodle soup and peanut butter sandwiches. And I always thought that was like a normal, everybody knew about it.
Nope,
but apparently that's really strange.
Did you dip the peanut butter sandwich into your chicken noodle soup?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm into it.
Don't knock until you try it, girl. Relax.
It's not that bad.
Hold on. My brain is starting to do it, and it's
chicken and peanut butter is like giving Thai food.
It's giving me the Thai. Exactly. You're right. It's like a peanut sauce.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you tried it. But it's chicken noodle soup. You don't want to taint the...
Just get Thai food.
Yeah.
No.
If you want Thai food, get Thai food.
Try something new.
It's like Midwest Thai food or something.
That's a weird one. I don't hate it as much as I did. Truly?
Yay.
What's your weird food combo?
I know it sounds crazy, but pickles and peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, I'm reading a text right now that also says deep fried pickles dipped in peanut butter. So you're on to something.
I'm not pickles.
Wait,
I thought you would like it. You like pickles on wouldn't you?
Dude,
like it?
I can like this and like that and not want them together.
Mm. I'm not angry at this.
I have loved all of these so far.
I'm hungry.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're heading over to Austin's house for some chili and cinnamon rolls.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't like to ask for much, but I think Slacker is the person that I need a favor from on this one.
I mean, good luck.
And you don't think I've done enough for you already?
haven't done much for me at all.
Okay.
Just kidding.
In case you aren't aware, this is the Slacker Show.
Oh my God. No,
like
it's
said,
not.
Good luck.
And that is why I need this favor from you.
What do you need?
I got a text from my stepdad yesterday asking for a specific item because he is going to be competing in the triathlon up in Frisco in July.
And
fun.
As the most physically fit person on the show.
I was wondering if you could train him.
As the obvious.
Weren't you like just complaining about how unlocked you are?
Yep.
You guys have no idea how Oh God. Hack, I need your help, man.
What?
I'm unlocked.
I'm unlocked. I'm unhinged. I did so good. I dropped almost 30 pounds and I'm like heading the other way. I'm about 7 up. I'm just like, the yoke is down. We're careening into the mountainside.
No, it's okay. It's just, you're not in a danger zone yet.
Sorry. So yeah, I'll fully train this guy.
Yeah, no, that's Let's not go. What I'm Let's actually just... asking for. What I'm actually asking for is, this is actually really sweet. My stepdad's been in my life for like 12 years, 14 years at this point. So
okay.
He said, could you get me a Slacker Show t-shirt? So I can wear it.
Okay, so
I take that as a no.
All right, show of hands.
She wasn't even done.
He wants to wear it in the triathlon up in Frisco because he wants to support us.
That's amazing.
It's a really sweet thing to do for you to laugh like a maniac at it.
Let me help you out. Vistaprint.
Okay, can you print one for my stepdad?
I think it's more that a Slacker Show shirt's never been sweated in before. We don't know if they'll hold up.
No, I've seen you out in public. Do we have any shirts? Do we have a single shirt with our name on it?
Not with the Slacker Show. With Alice, yes, but not.
I don't think I have any Alice tees.
I've never seen a
you
piece
of
merch. You got
one like a couple months ago.
Oh,
it's
great. I did get one. I got one. Yeah,
we gave you one when you were hawking meats.
That's right. Yeah.
When were you fucking meats?
We have a little period during the beginning or the springtime, I guess, where we go out to different locations around the Denver metro and we hawk the meat. Now that you're
I'm
a cherished
sure
member,
what that means.
Well, you just wait till you get some hawking.
Mm-hmm. You either hawk it or you sling it. Either way, it's a good Saturday.
It's a company that does like. It's like a truck full of meat.
And what was T-Hack doing with
T-Hack
that meat?
T-Hack is out there doing a remote.
Yeah,
he's
doing
like,
a remote.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm out here at Tractor Supply Company in Brighton off of Highway 2.
You were basically like chucking meat around.
No, they were doing it. The
Got
guys
it.
Were doing it.
They,
yeah.
They're selling you 40 ribeyes for, no, 20 ribeyes for $40.
There you go. Yeah.
Do not let my fiance hear about this.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
It's a good time.
You go out there
it's
and
awesome.
it's a good time.
A big enough freezer for that right now.
No, okay. They sell freezers there too. Right there, a Tractor Supply Company.
Once again, do not let my fiance hear about this.
Okay, so do we want to get, this maybe should be an internal conversation. Why do we want him? How do we think he's going to do?
Well.
Oh, good question.
Because you know what I'm saying? You want to back the wrong horse.
Yeah, what athlete are we sponsoring here?
Right. My mom told me that he is not trained for the running portion.
No, we don't want, yep.
And his theory on how he was going to train for the... So it's a stand-up paddleboard, running, and biking. He's a biker. He'll be fine.
Okay.
That is not a triathlon.
It's the Frisco one.
It still counts.
No, it doesn't.
It's not a normal triathlon.
Like, oh
okay,
my God.
But
it's
you're
going to
die.
And be fit.
Listen to how he was going to train for the stand-up paddleboard.
I can't wait.
He thought, I'm going to attach the paddleboard to like a rope in their pool and practice paddling. And I said,
what?
Darren, that is the number one way to fall, hit your head, and die.
For real? Okay.
So
no, this man is...
No,
okay.
But he's going to be great. He's going to be really good.
Hey, but he's also... Where is he training?
In Arizona.
He's going to die at altitude.
I'll give him an oxygen tank.
No. Oh, my God.
In fact, I was wondering if you could sponsor that as well.
No, okay. I was going to say we could put it out here on the air and see if anybody wants to print some shirts for us, which would be great.
That would be awesome.
And we'll pay for them.
Yeah.
But like, here's the thing. I made some hats and they want to correct the logo. They just can't take the logo and print it. They're like, because Slacker is just slightly askew.
Yeah.
And they're like embroidery machine goes, I don't know. You guys screwed up on the middle and it tries to straighten it out. So
well,
it's like.
Yeah, and the Slacker on the logo is slightly askew because so are all of
right. That's
us.
The reason for it being.
But I feel like this would be a lot easier.
You think?
Because you
it's
can
not
just do
embroider?
Like an iron. You can do an iron-on stamp like thing.
Yeah, okay. Rather than an embroidery.
So we'll still put it out there. Mm-hmm. We'd like some shirts for us internally.
But can we
but
give
as far
one
as
to
Darren
stepdad?
Goes, no. Mm-mm.
I like
you
it.
You are so mean.
Yeah. I don't know why you're saying no. Truly.
Because he's going to have a head injury. He's going to drown. He's going to need an ambulance. No. Something bad is going to happen.
No.
And in the all the Frisco newspapers, emblazoned with him being wheeled into a thing is the Slacker Show.
And then he'll recover.
No.
And we'll say, we supported him. No, no, and no, it's no, great no, okay. press.
Free marketing.
Yeah. No,
free,
yeah.
We'll put the Slacker Show logo on him when he's in the hospital recovering.
Stop that.
Maybe on the nurses. They yes. can get t-shirts. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, I like the way he's training. It's kind of like how we would train. Just kind of not do
right,
it.
Right, but
that is quite literally how I trained for the half marathon. Not a single mile run.
Good.
Before. Thought about it mentally.
Yeah. And okay. then I did it.
You guys, no. It's
yes.
not happening.
No, I'm going to print him a shirt then because you're being a boo-hoo humbug.
He can absolutely wear the shirt in the hospital. But for the triathlon, just listen to me. Just listen. Hear me out. For the triathlon, may I interest you in a BJ and Jamie?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we got to talk about the Colorado list. Is that, we landed on that, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know why I turned into Stewie there. Is that who I was?
Yeah, it does sound like Stewie.
The Colorado list. So it's all the things that we're going to force Erica to do to assimilate into our culture.
Does it give me like the stamp of Colorado?
I don't know if everyone hates you.
What?
It's got a little, okay, here's the thing. It leans heavy towards hiking. It's
it does.
Like, yeah, march your ass up Manitou, then hit Garden of the God. I mean,
don't
they're
forget
making you.
Hanging Lake.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
Hanging
lot.
Hanging Lake.
Hanging Lake is, you will want to take pictures with your fiancé. It's one of the
but
most
don't
gorgeous.
Don't touch the water.
Don't touch the water. Just stop ruining it for everybody,
don't
Erica.
Don't get on the log. Don't touch the water.
For the record, I've never been there.
Don't
touch the water.
The reason we all have to make appointments now at Hanging Lake is Erica. like you. You go up there for your gram pics. And
have
you
seen my gram?
No, I haven't.
There's nothing aesthetic about it.
Okay. Well, If you look up Hanging Lake, you will die at the pictures. It is one of the most gorgeous things.
Is that why it's called Hanging Lake?
It's not. It's a lake. Like you hike up and up and up and you're like, I'm going up. How could there be a lake up there?
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
And then when you get up there, you're like, holy hell.
It's also quite green.
You don't get in it.
Don't get in the water.
Clearly you don't touch the water.
But it's not green in a way like, I'm telling you, like you're looking through.
It is pretty
through.
Blue, it's, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It kind of has a greenish, but that's the moss or something on the rocks in there. And then you can hike up just a tiny little bit further. Hack, have you even done it?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No.
Why can't you touch the water?
Because people just started going in. There's this tree.
There's a whole like ecosystem in there and people get in and ruin it.
They want the best grand pick. I'm going to go out on the log that's like down
in the middle.
There
was like a whole company that did brand photos in it.
Yes.
And they're the reason that we have to do reservations now.
It's like, was that in Arizona or somewhere where there was that rock formation?
Oh, and someone tipped it over?
Turd bucket. Yeah. It's like a billion year old rock. Like the rocks had kind of formed and like it was an uneven stack because like the smallest rock was on the bottom and it got bigger. And these kids all like filmed themselves toppling it.
Well, that's messed up.
Well, that's what people were doing at Hanging Lake. You're just ruining the thing.
I won't go in the water.
Right.
For Colorado, I do love a hike.
Okay. But do you want... Can we run through how many hikes there are? You just started to. Hanging Lake, Garden of the Gods, Manitou.
14er.
You're not doing a 14er. You will not.
There's some do a 14er.
She could do two in one day.
She could do beer stats. She's not doing two in one
Grays
day.
Grays and Tory. Absolutely. She's Grays and Tories. Whatever.
Okay. She's not doing that. Look at me and say thank you, Slacker.
Thank you, Slacker.
I'm keeping you from doing two 14ers in a day.
Well, yeah, I don't think I should be doing two 14ers
in a
day.
They're easy.
No, but beer I am stats a... the easy one, right? That's the rookie one. Everyone does beer stat.
I think so. I don't know for sure, though.
It's got beer in the name.
No, it's B-I-E-R. Okay. Oh. Yeah, so it's like, okay, so but so what else? Keep going. Sorry.
Cave of the Winds, what's that?
Another thing down in the Springs, I think.
Okay.
It's a little, it's a mile.
Bishop's Castle.
Jeez, you guys.
Is that a hike?
How do we get rid of some of the hikes?
What's
could
the Manitou
we do them.
Arcade.
Really?
Is it actually an arcade?
There's an arcade at Manitou Springs?
I think so.
I just thought it was part of the hike and maybe there were fake
maybe we
things.
Do the hike.
Okay, here's what we'll do with the hikes.
Okay.
We will have people vote on them on
Instagram.
Oh, it's
a penny arcade. How cute.
That's adorable. So we'll pick like four hikes, put them against each other. Maybe I can do two.
So like if Manitou has Manitou, the incline and an arcade, we don't put Manitou up against anything, but we put like Garden of the Gods against...
How far
Mother
is Garden
Cabrini
of the Gods?
Or something.
Yeah.
How far is this?
It's like Springs-ish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Mother Cabrini.
Have you really?
Yeah, that's a good walk.
Don't seem shocked
that
he moved his body.
Yeah. I was even outside.
Yeah, but you haven't done any of the other things we've said. Mount Bierstadt, don't know what it is.
No, I haven't done that
Manitou
one.
Manitou Springs, you thought you've done it,
Yeah,
you didn't do it.
A different one.
Yeah.
Well, I thought if I lied hard enough, you might.
It's like, incline, yeah, I've gone upstairs.
My son did it.
Yeah, you didn't. You did, definitely
I didn't, no, but I did do Mother Cabrini, for sure, yeah.
And what's at the top? I forget. Is it a glacier? Is that the glacier?
Ooh, can I add maroon bells?
No, it's like a statue.
I'm adding maroon bells.
Maroon bells?
No, you cannot add stuff. This
I want to do it.
This was listener-driven
in first.
There's also a lot of pizza and a lot of burgers, and I think maybe we should...
Do we have to leave the hikes if we're going to eat all this food?
You know what? I'm on board. Say less. Those I have done, the pizza and the burgers.
Right.
Can I ask this?
Two in one day.
I'm going to out everybody in this room, including myself. I think we're being D's about Bojo's. We said that Bojo's was going to be first, and it doesn't count towards the listener participation, but we're like, we're just going to go to like Park Meadows. That's not going to Bojo's, you guys. She'll get the pie, but it's not. She's got to get the experience.
What's the closest like full establishment?
Evergreen? Nope, doesn't count either.
Oh, is it Evergreen?
There is one in Evergreen. Yeah. Doesn't count. You have to go to Idaho Springs.
Oh. That's the
you
one. Yeah.
I mean,
it's on the list.
I know. Can we just pick? Can we go up there this Saturday? No, because it's everybody's
this
got
Saturday,
stuff to
I've
do.
Got a wedding. I'm in a wedding up in Boulder.
Okay.
If you do go to Idaho Springs, get me some soap. They have the soap shop up there. Bring some back for me.
We should just do a day in Idaho Springs.
That would be great. I would love that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what else?
Everyone seems really excited about this.
No, I want to do it. Okay, the other thing that is that I don't think we're going to put up for a vote is the Coors Tour.
I really want to do this.
But I kind of don't, and I don't want to talk smack about our motherland's beer, But it used to be, you could just roll in there and just be like, what's up, Tom? And like, walk in and like, do the tour, get your beers, go on home. Now it costs money, I'm told.
That's what I've heard. I've been like 3 times.
And you have to make a reservation.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this happened because of people like you who would walk in and say, what's up, Tom? No. And drink free beer.
No. You got in the water. You, Slacker, got in the water.
I did get in the water. So now we have to make a reservation. Because I wanted to just tell everybody.
Is that true, though? That we've just heard that. Is that true? I want to hear from listeners. Is that really how it is at Coors
303-222-5423. Text in. I think it's true.
Yeah.
We all have a, if only there were a way we could like find out what the policy is.
I'm Googling
is.
It. Gosh.
I do think you have to pay now, and I do think you have
to. I'm pretty sure post-COVID, pretty everybody much everywhere, reservation.
Yeah. Coors Brewery Tour, samples included, from $20.
Mm. Oh, so if you want the, yeah.
Hospitality lounge only, no tour, $10.
Yeah, so you just go straight down. Because the School of Mines kids used to just roll in there and get their 3 beers every day and roll
what
out.
What is School of Mines?
Oh, my God. You cannot pretend to be Colorado Dunn.
I never said I was Colorado Dunn. I'm saying it like Dunn, D-O-N-E.
Listen, it's the engineering school, right?
Right yeah. there?
Right there in Golden, yeah. Colorado. All right, so what's the plan then? We have to have a plan to wrap this whole thing up. We're going to start putting up, we're facing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like hike versus hike, yeah. Maybe burger joint versus burger joint. Mm-hmm. We'll narrow it down.
Pizza versus pizza.
Okay. No, pizza, I mean...
There's so many pizzas on
How
here.
How are there other pizzas? Colorado Pizza is?
Bojo's. Yeah.
Yes. Sasha's at the Alpine for pizza. Edgewater Inn for pizza. Bojo's for pizza. The love.
All right. So Bojo's doesn't count, but we'll face off some other pizzas.
Okay.
We're doing the Coors Tour, and then everything else is up for grabs. Final list. Yes?
I don't want to do Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Okay. Here's what we can do. We can put that up against... something else you also don't want to do.
And then you have to do one of them?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Whitewater rafting
or Rocky Mountain Oysters. Yeah.
Either way, if TX's on there, you're getting in your... never
mind. You want to finish that?
Everyone else knows what the joke is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Diddy Dirt. Diddy Dirt.
The Daily Diddy Dirt.
Diddy Dirt. Sorry, I'm working out the song. Diddy!
Sounds like you're working out something else. Not a fan.
So we don't want a theme song or we do?
We don't want that theme song.
Okay, so I'll work on a theme song. It's all the dirt that Diddy did. Mm-hmm. Did he do it? Did he dirt it? Did he?
Diddy did it.
Daily.
Diddy did it.
Daily yeah. Dirty.
Triple D.
Yep.
No.
Daily yes. Diddy
yes.
Dirt.
Yes.
How daily dare you?
Dirt. Triple D, Daily Diddy Dirt. So if you're missing out on the trial or you just want to hear what 4 morons think about what's happening with the trial,
right.
You're in the right place.
Well, we've got a few updates here. The first one is that court adjourned for today, but that we could expect to see Kid Cudi on, what's that, the stand tomorrow? He could be testifying tomorrow.
On the stage.
Yeah, I am not a lawyer.
He will be performing.
Did you guys see the thing? I know it's not part of the trial, but it's also, we get updates like 50 Cent said a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. He was like, what did you just call him?
50?
50.
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
50.
What do you want me to say? 50 Cent? You want me to like?
That's what I would say.
50 Cent.
50 Cent?
50 Cent. 50 Cent.
I thought he goes by 50 Cent. Does he not?
It's.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to do it?
It sounds weird. Little, yeah. Yeah. You, that's the only word you do it on. I think he does it like that's how he talks. You know?
So yeah, like but I'm saying his name the way he says his name. Like, if mm-hmm. you said your name like T-Hawk, I'd be like, T-Hawk?
Yeah.
I'd
say it. That has bothered me because I've heard Calvin Harris. He's like, I'm Calvin Harris. But we're like, oh, Calvin Harris? He's like, no, Calvin Harris.
And you want me to say, yeah, next up, Calvin Harris.
Yes. That's how he says his name.
But he also has an accent.
His name is Calvin.
Harris. This brings me to, I know that you're listening to the Daily Diddy Dirt. This is Tove Lou. This is exactly that. Mm. That's her name.
It's also Rihanna.
Right, but Tove Lou, like that's we okay, say Tove Lou.
Like those
and we
are,
just,
I feel like those are kind of different.
In, why?
Like comparing Calvin Harris and Tove Lou or whatever.
Tove Lou.
Yeah.
She just had to accept it. She's like, all right, if everybody's going to call me that, then I'll just go by that. But that's not my name. My name is Tove Lou.
Well, Slacker?
Don't.
Is Slacker your name or does everybody just call you that?
Yeah, but there's only one way to pronounce it. It's not like I'm like.
Do you want to get back to the Daily Dirt?
50 Cent said something.
Who's on trial here? Let's get back.
50 Cent said something the other day, which was not related to the trial, and so did whoever Diddy's body. Am I allowed to say Diddy? Diddy's bodyguard came out and said he believes that Diddy was the one who poisoned.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was like, "This is all allegedly," and I'm just reading tweets is all I'm doing. But like, so that's, I mean, it's unrelated to the trial, but like, people are just piling on Diddy.
It has been a long-standing rumor that Diddy's been involved in some pretty notorious crimes, yeah, including Tupac. That's like the big rumor that's always been going around, that Diddy was involved in that.
For sure.
In the death allegedly. Of.
In the death of allegedly. Tupac, yeah.
Was allegedly. Tupac on Diddy's team, or was Diddy from the other coast?
Diddy was from New York. He's with Biggie.
Okay. Mm. Oh, okay, so then he would have been had beef with the West Coast guys.
Had, yeah.
Yikes.
It's shocking that Diddy's that old, by the way. Like, to be like in the same realm as like Biggie.
Notorious B.I.G. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Okay.
See what happened? Wait, that's not the only word I say like
get him off the stand.
What in the God's name just happened to me?
I color, have one more update.
What color am I right now?
Red.
I never red. Just, like, if I curse, I curse on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was just a like, just, like what fell just out. Happened?
There's no intent. I just like
it wasn't even like strong. Yeah. It was like, wasn't.
I'd like the bleep should be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. We now know that when Diddy was arrested on September 16th, so back in way almost back a when. Year ago now.
So he's been in jail this whole time.
Yes. He had, but when they arrested him in the hotel room, they found baby oil, pink ketamine, which is like underground drugs.
Wait, is pink ketamine the one that What's His Bucket was on when he fell off the
bucket?
No,
I think that was pink cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Which Liam Payne is who you're referring to, not What's His Bucket. and lastly, there was $9,000 in the hotel room, too. So, like, can you get it together today?
Can we be done?
Yep, that was your Daily Diddy Dirt.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm so confused by that. I just spit everywhere. I've got a story of a man who took things into his own slimy hands.
Hey. And I've got a story about a cat doing something that there's no way this cat made the choice to do.
Outrageous.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so this story comes out of Costa Rica.
Costa Rica!
Okay, you both did it. Interesting.
Did you do the same thing?
No, I just kind of laughed. That sounds like the Harlem Shake, the beginning of that song.
Oh my.
I no, don't do remember Harlem. That.
Boom, 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 boom.
If I had that ready, we would just rock it right now. But we don't. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Remember how insane that trend was?
What a time.
Why were we doing that?
I don't know.
All right.
That's crazy.
Well, back to Costa Rica. So there was a cat.
I'm sorry. Costa Rica!
Back to Costa Rica! Yes. There was a cat who was trying to get into
a
prison.
The Harlem Shake right now.
It's so bad.
Sorry,
yeah, can I get back to my cat?
You can. I feel really bad that
that's
I
was a letdown.
Very
okay,
cool.
Bye.
Okay. So there was a cat that was trying to get into a prison.
Oh.
And as just wait.
What?
When officials arrived, they found that the cat was not just a cat trying to get into a prison. The cat was a drug smuggler.
What?
The cat had 236 grams of marijuana and 68 grams of heroin strapped to its back, which means...
That's a lot.
Hold on.
Either the cat made this choice on their own.
Yes, it's...
Or they somehow trained the cat to be a drug smuggler.
Okay. Neither feels plausible.
Neither feels right.
Oh, my God.
And that's that.
Okay.
All right. These cats to be kidding me, right, meow?
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to work the word cat into Pablo S. Cat Bar.
Oh. All right, that's a good one.
And it just occurred to me as I was saying it. Yeah. There we go.
Good job.
Okay. That's a great one.
A man in Sweden.
Ah, the boomer shooting.
What?
Ish.
Don't you remember?
Oh,
let's ride a bike.
The boomer shooting?
I don't know what that's from. Anyways.
You remember the weird little Muppet with the arms? It's like, the boomer
no. Shooting. The Swedish chef.
Yeah, the Swedish chef.
For sure, yeah.
He always said, the boomer shooting.
No.
This bad boy is as far off the rails as it gets.
Yep.
All right. Here's so a man in Sweden took things into his own slimy hands when he decided to dump a bag of quote unquote killer slugs.
What?
Into his neighbor's garden.
To kill all the things in her garden.
What? I think so. I'm really hoping they're not like to kill her and more like the plants.
Okay.
He claimed that he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't bullying her. But then the neighbors came out and were like, nah, we saw it happen.
He like drive by slug, like he slugged her. He
yeah.
Like, slug bug.
The last time this happened to someone.
Don't.
Eat slugs. It's from Harry Potter. He had to pay almost $2,000 in fine and
Erica,
fines
I just
and damages.
To bring you up to speed. She did this story. She had no desire to do this
yeah,
story.
Yeah, no, I barely
she
read it.
She just wanted to do a Harry Potter thing.
Right, right.
Should we bring this bad boy home?
Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.